We continue in Focus on WJR at 121, and we welcome a woman who I know you're going to say have her on all the time, but Mike says we haven't had her on since October. Right? October?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we were off for a while, then we had all those remotes. But, yeah, I looked back and said, oh, my gosh, October 31st, and we love having Debbie Dingell on.
We do. U.S. Congresswoman of Michigan's 6th District, longtime friend, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. Good afternoon to you, Congresswoman.
Well, good afternoon, Paul W., to you. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and congratulations on the mayor giving you the key to the city.
Unbelievable. It was a great Thanksgiving with family, and I was totally shocked. I was told there was a special award that Ann Thomas was getting from MSU. It turns out she is really getting a special award from MSU, but not till April. And they got me. I mean, I was absolutely here. I was trying to keep quiet. I wasn't letting Ann get any ideas about anything. And then they reversed it all, and they said it was for me. And, oh, my gosh, I couldn't be more pleased than getting the key to the city from a great mayor in his last month in office. And I'm only disappointed that the Democrats have turned on him merely because he said he would run as an independent. I don't need to get into that argument with you. I don't want to, and I won't. But let's talk about some things that are going on. I gotta ask you this question. You and I have been around a long time.
Let's keep it in perspective. We've got a lot of energy and years ahead of us, too.
Absolutely. I'm not suggesting otherwise, but I am suggesting that it gets weirder and weirder and weirder. I cannot imagine a guy walks up to a guy he doesn't know and shoots him dead in the back for some idealistic idea thing that he has. Again, I remind you, he didn't know this guy, and this guy never saw him. He shot him dead in the back, Luigi Mangione, or whatever his name is, I hate to say it, and he has a fan club. There were people outside today cheering for this murderer. Can you kind of help me understand that? Because I don't get it at all.
I think we all need to be very, very, very worried about the level of violence that is being normalized in this country. I think, you know, social media has given people a license to, like, you and I were raised to be polite, to respect people. You could disagree in a certain way. I made the mistake of looking at a picture from the Michigan game this weekend. And I know some of the comments are bots, but people are cruel and awful. Now, are people unhappy with healthcare in this country? Yes. Are there horrific stories? Yes. But that gives nobody a license for violence, for even screaming in somebody's face. They should become engaged and change the system, which some of us are trying to do. But I think we are. I couldn't tell where you were going at first, because what happened to the two young National Guard on Wednesday is also just another horrific thing that people are forgetting about already.
Please tell me, because I don't look. Don't tell me there's anyone on social media that is cheering on the murder and horrific wounding of the two National Guards people. Please tell me that's not on social media.
I wish that I could say that to you, but there are, and by the way, I'm trying to figure it out, because some of these are foreign country bots who really specialize in trying to divide us and to post some of the most ugliest things they can. But those influence people. And the scariest thing is they really influence young people. So, you know, all of us need to stand up against violence, vitriolicness, murder. It's not an answer to anything. But we need to stop being so divided and become united around a few things. And being united against violence and hate is something that should unite us.
Well, we need to be united about overreaction, too. And President Trump is an overreactor. No surprises here. He's now going to pause all asylum decisions after the National Guard shooting, and I'm not sure that's exactly the right way to go.
I want to say this to you. There are men and women who kept our troops safe when they were in Afghanistan. Now, I think going forward, we need to, before we go to war in any country, we need to have a vote of the Congress, and the War Powers Act is there for it. But we don't understand what happened. I have a lot of questions, none of which have answers, and we don't want anyone to be like that. But, and you know, what good does it do to point, well, I came under this and he was naturalized under this administration? We need to understand what happened. But one of the things that we need to understand, and I'm going to take you right back to social media, because even some of these young people in Dearborn that were arrested by the FBI a couple of weeks ago, there are things happening online where people are being totally brainwashed. They believe what they're seeing, and it should scare us. It should scare us what's happening to everybody in our community. But our young people, it's really frightening.
And by the way, I do believe that every alien should be vetted and screened to the maximum degree possible. And if we haven't been doing that, shame on us. Quickly, so you go out and you blow up a boat that you believe, you say, with great assuredness, whether it's true or not, we don't know. You blow up the boat because they're trying to smuggle drugs into the United States. That's not against the law, but going back to make sure that the other two that are hanging on are killed, that's against the law? I mean, war has some very bizarre rules, doesn't it?
Yes, but let me say this. There were men that were sentenced to death from Japan when they did it during World War II. There are civilized rules that anybody who's been raised with values in whatever background you come from should know the difference in what's right and wrong. And killing people to kill people is wrong.
Well, but that's what they were doing with the first bomb. But the one that I'm hearing all of the arguments about and all of the uproar was the second bomb. And I don't understand. What if they all died in the first bomb? Then we wouldn't be talking about this?
Well, but I do believe that apparently there were two survivors. And you don't kill survivors.
Yeah, like I said,
you arrest them.
War has, well, if anyone's around there to arrest them, a war is the most bizarre thing with rules. And by the way, if any of these guys were fishermen, don't think that the country and their president, who hates us and our president hates him, wouldn't he parade those families around saying, they killed my husband and my son, and all they were doing was fishing? We'd have video of that constantly if it were the case, but they haven't come up with that at all.
You know, Paul W., I simply don't know. We need facts, which unfortunately a lot of people don't believe in facts and truth anymore. There are a lot of unanswered questions about many, many disturbing things that we watch every day right now.
You're right. You're right. God bless you. And the idea is that we can disagree. I know this because a newspaper once said it about me, and I was proud of it. I think it was in Philadelphia. I'm not sure. But they said I had learned the art of disagreeing without being disagreeable. And that's what you tried to do, and that's why I love you.
The nuns taught me that. I was a very lucky woman to have nuns that instilled very strong values.
We both had nuns.
Yeah, I mean, you have the same. John Dingell ran away from there.
Well, he might have been the smarter of the three of us, but
it was in second grade.
I had the IHM nuns myself growing up in grade school.
You went to the same school.
St. Mary's
Catholic.
It was
a boarding school when John went there. It was a long time. There was a significant age difference between us, as you know.
But. Yes, I do.
And my mother ran away from there, too. There's trivia. Both my mother and John ran away from the boarding school.
Well, my mother, Sweet Marie, lived, well, she didn't live in the boarding school, but she stayed with St. Mary's Academy, which is now Monroe Catholic Central. No, St. Mary's
too.
Monroe Catholic Central. I don't know what they, you know, now it's boys and girls. It was all boys when I was there. It was all girls at the academy when you were there. But now it's co-ed. All right. God bless you.
You know what?
What's that?
We were brought up with values. We were brought up to respect each other and to respect the dignity of every human being. We are lucky.
I think we know what that means. I think we're very lucky, and we need to get back to that one way or another. That's what I think. Thank you, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell.
Happy Monday. Congratulations again.
Thank you again very much. As we continue on this Cyber Monday on WJR.